Plans to deal with Illinois' $100 billion of pension debt have come and gone over the years. A proposal would pass the Senate only to stall in the House, or vice versa, which is why it was seen as a major breakthrough last week when the four leaders of the General Assembly emerged from a meeting in Chicago announcing they had reached a deal, a bipartisan agreement on how to peel away Illinois' label of having the worst-funded pension system in the nation. Usually, having that sort of support from the legislative leaders is a near guarantee a measure is going to pass. Not this time. Sources say leaders are desperately trying to get enough of their members to sign on to the deal, as traditional allegiances topple, skepticism reigns, and next year's election looms. The stakes are especially high for Governor Pat Quinn, who has said passing a pension overhaul is his top priority, and who's fending off criticism he's ineffective as he seeks re-election.
This is a historic vote, probably the most important fiscal vote a member of the legislature will ever take in their lifetime in the legislature.
Quinn's push for a pension overhaul puts him at odds with a traditional Democratic ally, the government employees unions that helped him win the governor's office 4 years ago. The measure before the General Assembly makes a lot of changes to the state's public pension systems, except the plan that covers Illinois judges. But the changes most egregious to unions are reducing how much pensions will grow over time by scaling back cost of living increases.
Politicians like to use the word savings. What will the state save?
Anders Lindahl is a spokesman for AFSCME, the state's largest public employees union.
Every penny of so-called savings is a penny that comes from the life savings of teachers, police officers, nurses, caregivers, or hundreds of thousands of other active and retired Illinois public employees.
Members of AFSCME and other labor unions, like those representing teachers, spent Monday calling legislators' offices making just that sort of argument. Though unions did agree to one previous version of legislation that included reductions to retirement benefits, their opposition's nothing new. What is new is that this time around, the unions have unlikely allies in their effort to kill the legislation, a group of big-name Republicans. U.S. Senator Mark Kirk urged legislators to vote against it, calling the measure full of accounting gimmicks. And of the four Republicans running for the GOP nomination for governor, two are against it. Treasurer Dan Rutherford says the plan is unconstitutional, and venture capitalist Bruce Rauner has reportedly been working with various degrees of success to encourage legislators to vote no. Rauner has put more than $1 million of his personal fortune into his own campaign, and it's likely some legislators may be hoping to get a cut of that for their own campaigns if they stick with him, which leads to another fresh divide. Despite Rauner's claim the plan is too weak and doesn't cut workers' pensions enough, business groups back it. Mark Densler with the Illinois Manufacturers Association rattles off a list.
You have the Chamber of Commerce, you have the Civic Committee, you have the Civic Federation, the business.
Densler calls the legislation strong and says it takes a major step toward getting Illinois back on solid financial footing.
And I do think that some individuals would prefer to have issues out there that they can use in the campaign as opposed to solving the issue.
It may be to Republicans' advantage to keep pensions unresolved so it remains a campaign issue they can use against Quinn, but Republican Representative Ron Sandek of Downers Grove says conservatives' demands are a pipe dream in this solid blue state where Democrats call the shots.
We Republicans have an uncanny ability to shoot ourselves in the foot and look a gift horse to a certain extent in the mouth. Rather than using the opportunity to make an incremental step in the right direction, we're screaming, it's not enough.
Sandek says the fact he's getting a slew of emails and calls from both unions and conservative Republicans blasting the pension package may be a good indicator it's just the right compromise. But having both of those forces at work also means there are a lot of places for legislators to run for political cover. All challenges legislative leaders are up against as they attempt to cobble together the necessary votes to get their plan through the General Assembly and to Quinn's desk. I'm Amanda Vinicky.